This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. The best way to carry your gun, the best way to carry your ammo, the smartest way if you're going into a pitched fight. Carry something from the Contact series, but they have things from the DC-3 line that work just as well. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Neera Tanden was a very close advisor or aide to the president in 2012, and she observed that something about President Barack Obama, Clinton being Clinton, had plenty of advice in mind and was desperate to impart it when the newly elected Democrat got into office. But for the first 2 years of Obama's term, the phone calls that, and we're talking about Bill Clinton, the phone calls he kept expecting rarely came. People say the reason that Obama didn't call Clinton was that he didn't like him. He doesn't like him. And the truth is, Obama doesn't call anybody, and he's not close to almost anyone. It's stunning that he is in politics because he really doesn't like people. Interesting little observation from somebody close to him. He was warned that leaving Iraq without a residual American force would lead to genocide. When questioned about this risk, he complacently answered that preventing genocide was not a good enough reason to leave troops in Iraq. So, Iraqis, I don't care if you die. I made a promise. I got to keep it. His coldness toward Americans and others, for that matter, has been obvious before 2012. He's long had an empathy deficit. He easily and coldly boasted how he would destroy the coal industry and kill thousands of jobs. In sort of the same way that you would expect Chairman Mao or Joseph Stalin as they're re-engineering their societies. The jobs that were promised after the passage of a $1 trillion stimulus plan never materialized because, as he put it quite jocularly 2 years later, shovel ready was not shovel ready as we expected. When Texas was hit with devastating forest fires, Obama was cracking jokes at a California fundraiser. You've got a governor whose state is on fire denying climate change. He has articulated his contempt for so-called everyday Americans many times. And he seems particularly complacent when it comes to Americans endangered and murdered by Islamic extremists. His Syrian asylum policy continues right now the same way it's been going, except for now there's pushback on it. Despite the role of at least one Syrian refugee in the massacre of Paris, actually now it's about three that they're looking at, Obama wants to welcome at least 10,000 more Syrians into America. Hillary Clinton wants to welcome 65,000. She's got to be better than Barack because she wants to be president. And what could possibly go wrong here? Ben Rhodes, his chief, Obama's chief liar, now that Susan Rice has outlived her shelf life, has been on numerous broadcasts recently to assure us that these asylum seekers will be thoroughly vetted to eliminate security risks. And okay, he got a lot of play, but then so did get, you know, James Comey, the FBI chief. He's been in front of Congress. That got a lot of play. He doesn't believe they can vet him. He doesn't believe it. Neither does a lot of other people in intelligence. Jay Johnson, Department of Homeland Security. He doesn't believe they could be vetted. He believes it's challenging. When Wall Street journalist Daniel Pearl was murdered by Islamic terrorists, the best that Barack Obama could offer was that his loss had captured the imagination of the world. Captured the imagination. Coming from Mark Stein in response to this lazy tribute to Daniel Pearl, he writes, first of all, note the passivity. The loss of Daniel Pearl. He wasn't lost. He was kidnapped and beheaded. He was murdered on a snuff video. He was specifically targeted, seized as a trophy, because he was a high-value scalp. And yet, the circumstances of his loss merit some vigor in the prose, and Obama can muster none. The president says it was one of those moments that captured the world's imagination. Evidently, it never captured Obama's imagination, because if it had, he could never have uttered something so fatuous. He seems literally unable to imagine Pearl's fate, and so, cruising on autopilot, he reaches for the all-purpose bromides of the therapeutic sedation. One of those moments. Like the Princess Di wedding or Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, they captured the world's imagination. After Barack Obama announced that American journalist James Foley had been beheaded by Islamic extremists, he raced off to the links to have a good time with former NBA star Alonzo Mourning and play golf. Have a few laughs here and there. George Bush at least gave up golf as president because he felt it unseemly for commander-in-chief to be playing golf while Americans were serving overseas in the military. Obama has a different standard, apparently. He's been interviewed by people like Glozell, who's a YouTube comedian. She bathes in milk and cereal in the bathtub. Then he gets out, and then there was Benghazi. He said those deaths were, in his cold phrasing, they were not optimal when four Americans died in Benghazi. They weren't optimal for him and his reelection campaign. So he and the Praetorian Guard lied about their murders. And, you know, some obscure Coptic Christian who made a video that nobody's seen, he got the blame for it. They arrested him. And apparently the Muslims in Benghazi saw this video that nobody saw and decided there had to be some payback. At the National Prayer Breakfast, Obama got out there and said, you know, there was a time when a lot of people killed people in the name of Christianity. Yeah, that was 900 years ago. President, Mr. President. And, you know, 900 years ago, Islam was killing people. And they're still doing it today. They don't know that we got iPads. This is part of a pattern of our president being an apologist for Islamic terrorism. The violence perpetrated by the Muslim jihadist never has anything to do with Islam in the rose-colored view of Barack Obama and his officials that have all but covered up the role played by Islam in the murder of Americans. Winston Churchill used to use the American language or the English language to incite people, to inspire them. Barack Obama uses it to play it down. Islamic terrorist attacks have become man-caused disasters. The Fort Hood attacks were workplace violence. When a Chattanooga Navy recruitment center was attacked by Muhammad Abdullah Aziz, a jihadist, who justified his attack because he was displeased by America's war on terror, the White House ignored that. They got zero notice. People like Oprah Winfrey and other people have quit Jeremiah Wright's church, not Obama. And Obama continues to extol the role of Islam here in the United States. We have a domestic enemy to the Constitution. Time to admit it. Time to deal with it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code has, they continue to tweak their product line. In the beginning, it was like, for example, the NCOG. The NCOG has been through, I guess, maybe three or four iterations now. Now you can get them and carry your light on your gun. You can leave your mounted light on your gun and carry it inside the waistband, and it will draw. It will draw perfectly. Check it out, tacticalholsters.com. Being asked in the chat room about my travel kit. Okay. Let's talk about my travel kit. I took my travel kit. Originally, I made my travel kit, and it was a, I used to call it the ISIS welcome wagon bag. I felt that that was a little too tongue-in-cheek, given what happened to Paris. So instead of changing my Facebook colors to the, you know, the French flag, which I saw a lot of people do, I just went out there and I made a kit so that I don't get caught like they did in Paris. Originally, I made it with a big army rucksack. And I actually packed it with things I didn't really even need. I packed it with a change of clothes and some boots and socks and a belt and rations and all this other stuff. And this the kit that I've decided to make and the kit that I've decided to travel with actually is actually two different kinds of kits. But it's not about... This isn't the zombie survival bag. This is not the get-home bag if society crumbles. This is the, oh, wow, look, they're here. We got to fight them right now bag. And that's all that's in it is stuff in there to fight them. I'm not going to change my clothes. If I'm wearing shorts, I'll be doing combat in shorts. I'm not going to, you know, I may take a pair of, I may add a pair of revision glasses with the clear frame to it simply because they have a ballistic... They have a ballistic shield quotient to them, and that would be good to have, and I would be able to see, but that's about it. That's about all I'm going to add to it at this point. I do not think I am the preeminent tactical tactical instructor. This is what I plan to use that I think I can actually get into the fight if I have to fast. And like Aaron Cowan, I have three tiers of things that I'm going to carry. Now, Tier 1, Level 1, whatever you want to call it, is going to be my concealed carry pistol and spare magazines, spare ammunition. The smallest I'm going to carry is going to be my Glock 19 with two spare magazines. That gives me 46 rounds. And if I am in a situation where I cannot make it to my kit, I am in a situation where I can pop the closest one of them and loot him and bring his equipment to bear against his little team of 2, 3, 4, however it may be. But it will be the handgun first level. If something unfolds in front of me, in the case of the Westgate Mall, they were on the roof, they were in the parking lot, they were all over. They were in the stores, they were in the mall. They were all over the place, and if something unfolds in front of me and I can get to my kit, if I'm close to the house and I'm close in an area where I think there might be response to it quicker, I'm carrying the G-Code Traveler's bag and the Robar Polymer 15. The G-Code Traveler's bag has a chest rig built into it. Pull it out of the bag, strap it on. I've got 5 magazines of AR ammunition. I've got 5 magazines of pistol ammunition with the 2 that are in the G-code and the 3 I have on me. I don't have to change any other configurations putting that on. I can still run. I can just pull my shirt up and expose my gun and get to my handgun. And then I'm in a tactical configuration, tactical light, whatever you want to call it. I'm you know, it's not like I'm going in there shopping to be sure, but I've got a little ammo I can bring to it, and I also have a medical kit, a blowout trauma kit, whatever you want to call it. First aid is going to be very important, and I don't have nearly enough in that kit. That's a G-Code Traveler's bag. That's about the size of a lunchbox, okay? And my weapon, which I'm not breaking down. I'm just putting it in a weapons case and sticking it in the car. Unloaded. Has a spare, it has a magazine going with it, so that's 6 magazines going for the AR right there, which is 180 rounds, which when I was in the military, the combat loadout was 200 rounds. Pretty close. Then, if I get on the road, because I've got a lot of, I've got a lot of feminine likes I have that I have to embrace on a constant basis. I like to go to IKEA. I like to go to coffee shops. And I like to go to them in North Carolina and in Georgia and places like that. But I'm primarily North Carolina because in North Carolina I can carry concealed. So if, let's say I'm going across the border. I'm going further away from the house than an hour. Then I pack the heavy kit, which is the same Polymar 15 rifle cased up. However, I'm now carrying it. I recommend the Dark kit. The direct action response kit. It's the one that looks like it's in an ammo pouch. My heavy kit is carried in a SOE deployment bag. Coming out of the bag first is the Blue Force Gear Battle Belt with suspenders. This is very close to the LBE I used to run. If I only have a chance to get that on, I have 4 magazines extra for the AR. I have 2 more magazines. I essentially have what I have with the G-Coat bag, maybe a little bit less. I have the blowout kit. I have some other pouches. I have my pistol holster on a drop leg, and I have my K-bar strapped to it, which my K-bar, my son actually took and put an edge to it. Very sharp. If I have the time to put on the next level, then I'm bringing with me the Agilite High Vest, which most people have never seen or heard of. The Agilite High Vest was developed by an Israeli group that, you know, outfitted Israeli soldiers. It's not a plate carrier. It's designed to ride high. It is a vest, a true vest. It has an integrated backpack to it. I can carry 6 more magazines in it, another blowout kit. Has some pouches on it that are sort of wasted because I don't have any grenades, although I've been thinking about contacting them and saying, hey, take those pouches off and put another ammo pouch on it. It has a pouch for a radio. It has pouches for your knife. It has an integrated sling attachment, so if you want to sling your weapon to your vest instead of around your shoulders, it has all of that stuff. It is a really great piece of kit. It's a little high dollar. It is completely indestructible. Completely indestructible. And that would be the kit there. So I'd be running at that time. If I went to that level, then I've got on the belt, I've got on the vest, and you know, I've got what, 11 rounds or 11 magazines of AR. I've got 5 magazines of pistol, 2 blowout kits, dump pouch. One of the pouches on the belt has my little pair of big knuckle Oakley gloves, so I can feel tough. And that's the stuff. I'm not, you know, there's no food, there's no water. The pack on the Agilite vest does have a bladder if I wanted to put water in it, but nothing really. This is all designed to be in a fight. That's it. That's all it is. Just designed to be in a fight. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to try to make a video about my kit just simply because I keep getting a lot of requests on it. But understand this. My kit is nothing. It's nothing way out there. And I am using some stuff that's sort of high dollar. But what you need to understand is you don't need high dollar stuff for this because this is not going to be sustained combat that you're getting involved in. So if you're looking at some of this stuff and you're like, well, golly gee, look at how much the Agilite costs. Look how much the Blue Force Gear War Sport thing costs. There's other ways to do it. There's other ways to do it that are a little less expensive. And if you want to contact me and get a list of ideas on what you may be able to substitute for this or that and tell me what you want to do, that's fine. I'm not incorporating plates, however. I'm not incorporating any sort of armor into what I'm wearing. Not going to do that. It is very difficult to hit something moving. It is very difficult to hit something moving. Hopefully, if I'm not moving, I will be behind real cover. Hopefully, it won't last that long, because the longer it lasts, the more the danger is to you. And, you know, there's a lot of hopefuls and everything, but at the same time, that's why I'm bringing two trauma kits and all these other things. But with me now, with this, the feeling is starting to come back with a sawed meat down the center, and I'm starting to hurt there. So I'm aware of that again for the first time in months. And the other thing is I'm not sure if I take a shot, you know, if they're using AKs at 7.62x39, pretty hard-hitting round. Let's say I'm wearing the level 4 vest with the AR-500 armor plates in it, or level 3 or whatever it is. that will defeat a 308. It will stop a 308, but there will be a transfer of shock, of impact shock that will be transferred to me upon impact. That might very well break my chest down the middle. And I'll be sitting there dead anyway. So I'm sitting around going, do I actually want to carry the extra weight? Because I'm not that fast anymore. I'm really not. I know more than I can do. I got more in my head than I can actually execute physically anymore, just because of my age. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get some of that stuff back. But even at my optimum, all that might be said is that he moves pretty good for the guy in his mid-50s. He moves real good for that. But I'm not going to be comparable to some guy in his 20s. Just not going to be. Why combat is a young man's game. In the meantime, though, in my wheelhouse, the New York Daily, Washington Post. Coming from the Washington Post, we've already talked about the New York Daily News. Washington Post, Christopher Ingram, he fulfills his role as the founding newspaper's go-to anti-gun propagandist with another intentionally dishonest hit piece that seeks to take advantage of the fears from terrorist attacks. Remember the term assault rifle, assault gun, assault weapon? Remember all that? This is what they always intended for you to picture in your mind, a group of marauding people with these things coming to you door to door. Except they were talking about the jihadists. He writes, given France's strict gun laws, the terrorists who attacked Paris last Friday may have turned to the black market sources for the weapons they used. They didn't have to. Open borders in the European Union. But in the United States, known and suspected terrorists are allowed to purchase firearms under federal law. Here's the thing with this watch list. Everybody's going back to this watch list. Then, see, here's the thing. All they're wanting to do is add to the prohibited person list. They want to make the people on the watch list who, in 9 times out of 10, don't even know they're on the watch list. And then if they find out they're on the watch list, they might find out if they try to go to take a flight somewhere and they're on the no-fly list, for example. Then if they try to find out why and how to get off of it, they just meet them, you know, they're just stonewalled on that. Somebody places them on there in 9 times out of 10, either because they get out there and say, I am for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, I'm for freedom for all of America. That labels us a domestic terrorist. Or they have a name that sounds suspiciously like somebody else's name. Or it's spelled suspiciously like somebody else's name. The fact that it has been stopped by the lawmakers is not a bad thing. There's 2,000 people on that. We just released 6,000 people from prison here in these United States this past month. 3 times as many got released. We know their intentions. These people have not been adjudicated. They have not gone through due process. They've been put on a list, just like the rest of us. For all of you out there, and I figured this out. Most of you that take the show on podcast have figured out you're already on a list or whatever. And that's why most of my, 91% of my podcasts get downloaded from 11% or 11 different sources out of 147. I fully get that. That's not a problem. But we're already on a list, folks, me and you. We already are. If you have a bonus card from a grocery store or a rewards card from, or if you're a member, I'm like a part of the REI co-op. We're all on lists. They all want to track us in the name of commerce. So we're all on lists. They know everything they need to know about us. They just can't do anything about it. And that's the thing. They can't do anything. A true terrorist is not going to be on a watch list because they're not going to be able to track him. They're not going to know where he's at. A jihadist that doesn't want to be caught, he's not going to be caught until he does what he's going to do. And what we need to be doing right now here in the United States is exactly what France is doing. Because France has taken the fight. They're going to where they are. They know where they are. We need to be going out there and rooting out all of the Muslims of America. We need to go ahead and go to the care offices and take a look at everything they've got. And we need to, we've got this NDAA and the Patriot Act. Why aren't we using it? Here we are in a watershed moment where we could actually use something that has taken away some freedoms, but actually has an application finally, and it doesn't have to be abused for it actually to be put in play, and we're not doing it. All of that stuff's been swept aside. NDAA, what's that? That's not even in vogue right now. It's in vogue to put to change your Facebook picture to the France colors. That's what's in vogue. Nobody's out there saying, well, we've got the Patriot Act. Why aren't we following that? Where are the 1,200 or so intelligence gathering agencies out there today? Who knows who's where? We're not hearing any of that. And because we're not hearing any of that, that's fine. Don't do nothing. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of me. And I want you guys to take care of you. And enough of us take care of ourselves, then guess what? All of a sudden we're coalescing. Something happens and I'm looking, you know, there's the bad guy dead ahead. I start to move to my left. Somebody I didn't know was there starts to move too. We will see each other. We will know. We're not going to get confused. I'm not going to think, oh, that's a terrorist. Not if it's a black American with his family. I'm not going to be out there thinking, oh, he brought his family to the terrorist attack. What a way to go, terrorist. I'm going to be thinking, that guy's here with me. We didn't come together. We didn't know each other was here. We have the same purpose. Let's go. This terrorist watch list, that this has nothing to do with preventing anything. Don't fall for that. We need due process more than anything else here in these United States. That's why I was asking Sean yesterday, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, what they might do to you legally. Because, due process is something's got to go out the window. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. One of the things about their whole setup is it's designed to push it away from your body. That's what makes it tactical, because you have equipment that is going to be bunched up against you. Getting to your weapon, if it's close to your body, is going to be difficult, so it has to punch it out. This is what makes them different. Here's the sock holster on the paddle attachment. And for those of you watching on the video part of it, you can see that it pushes it out a great deal. This is all designed to make getting your weapon out in a fight fast. It is a tactical piece of kit beyond. Nobody really compares to them. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. I love it when the young skulls full of mush come out and get all pontificating for us. It's always good. Writing for the Harvard Crimson, we have Ryan O'Meara, who's slamming presidential candidate Donald Trump's proclamation that an armed populace could have positively affected the outcome in Paris last week. While preventing any tragedy is obviously important, he concedes, gun control is about stopping criminals and the mentally ill from getting a gun in the first place. The attacks in Paris are what happens when trained soldiers from a terrorist state set their sights on death and destruction. All right, Ryan, just one second, please, you young idiot. Let me explain something to you about ISIS. I've seen ISIS puts out these propaganda training films, and it's hilarious. It is hilarious. Apparently, they spend a lot of time in canals, they don't own boots, and they love to carry their knives in their mouth. Apparently, the people they train to kill have no peripheral vision, can't hear, and you can walk up right on them with water dripping off of you and everything else. It creates sound, and they don't even notice it. And then, of course, you knife them and throw them in the canal. Coming from the desert, everybody spends a lot of time in the canal. So, do I think that ISIS are professional soldiers? No, I do not. They are not professional soldiers. They are fearless. They will come at you without a thought in the world. I mean, they're not afraid of coming at you hard. They don't wear armor. They are not particularly disciplined as far as handling themselves and restraining themselves from, you know, and actually operating. They that's not what they do. They excel at killing people that are defenseless. In a stand-up fight, we faced off with them once. We sent an American, what was it, a Delta team in there. And we lost one Delta operator and killed 20 of them. And arguably, the Delta operator, who was a master sergeant, who was in his, maybe, I don't know if he was in his 40s or upper 30s or whatever. I'm not going to say he was slow, and I'm not going to say that it was because of his age or something, but it's interesting to look at that. But when we faced off against them, we killed them by a ratio for every one of ours, 20 of theirs. And we captured a few of them and brought them back with us, too. So do I think they're professionals? No, I do not. But when you've got a bunch of yahoos running around with AKs in a populace that has no way to fight back, then they're going to win. They're going to win, and they're going to have a maximum body count. Gun control can stop criminals and crazies from tooling up, but not terrorists. That's his proposition. Now, here's my question. If somebody's trying to kill you, does their motivation matter? If they want to kill me because they think that my 99 Ford Expedition is cool, or if they want to kill me because they need my 99 Ford Expedition to run the jihadists to the next place of attack, does it matter why they want to kill me? I say no. Motivation never matters when somebody's trying to kill you. Survival matters when somebody's trying to kill you. Is a gun any less useful against a spree killer than a proper terrorist slash jihadist? That can depend on how many bad guys are involved and what weapons they're using. Having a gun during a terrorist slash jihadist attack is way better than not having a gun. I mean, if I die, I'm going to die with my hands up either way. But for those of you watching on the video, my hands are either going to be up like this or they're going to be out like that. And they'll be seeing flashes coming from me. Having a gun during any sort of attack is better than not having a gun and being just fish in the barrel, isn't it? Mr. O'Mara, young Mr. Idiot O'Mara does not share this view. This aspiring economist would leave Parisians unarmed against the terrorist jihadists for their own good. He writes, as Paris has so tragically shown us, gun control cannot stop an act of terror. This tragedy is a perfect example of the unfortunate reality that no matter how diligently a country works to keep its citizens safe from senseless gun violence, a terrorist organization has the potential to make it all look insignificant in an instant. But if Trump wants to talk gun control, he must speak honestly. In France, the gun rate per 100,000 was 283 in 2012, the gun death rate. In the United States, it was 10.69. That is not true. The death rate overall is not that high. Death rate in the United States is 4.4, I think. One horrific ISIS attack does not undo years of successful gun control, during which the death rate from guns was nearly four times lower in France than in the United States. So pay no attention to the jihadis in France, French citizens, Parisians. Don't worry about that because you guys are smoking. Because there's no garden variety gun violence in France. And if all you ever face is the remote possibility of a terrorist-slash-jihadist attack, you don't have a natural right to defend yourselves, to arm yourselves, to defend yourselves. He continues on by saying, one attack does not mean that a theater full of disoriented and terrified concertgoers should be expected to wield pistols in order to defend themselves against terrorist soldiers armed with AK-47s and suicide belts. They had shotguns, you idiot. It is astounding that Trump could possibly think that a theater full of armed vigilantes would have been able to prevent such a coordinated attack. When somebody's shooting at you, you young fool, you duck. Nobody just, I am a jihadi, I'm invincible. You know, nobody does that. That got figured out after the Boxer Rebellion in China, fool. I have another question. What's up with the condescension here with Mr. O'Mara? He clearly doesn't believe that disoriented and terrified concert goers have the right to make up their own mind whether or not they should carry and use a firearm or two to defend their lives. We can't expect them to fight terrorists. That would be unfair. Is that what he's saying? He keeps talking about preventing them. And in the main, that is really the state's responsibility. The real issue is responding to a terrorist attack. Once the terrorist attack begins, all that preventing part, that's out the window. Now we've got to stop it. He doesn't believe that the French should become more violent versions of themselves. So just die, Parisians. Just die. You look so advanced doing it. So superior. His assertion that terrorists would win if the proposed victims are armed. Look at Garland, Texas, you young idiot. 60-year-old traffic cop. Traffic cop, okay? Let's not think of him out there as, you know, he's not Starsky and Hutch or Sonny Crockett or anything. This guy comes up and kills two of them in 25 seconds. Kills them with a handgun. They had on body armor. They had long guns in a car driving up. They got shots off. They started the shooting first. He kills them 25 seconds later. He kills them both. Mr. O'Meara is not the first young idiot to roll through Harvard and their gun-free quads that answers to the description of being a young idiot that doesn't know what he's talking about. Sadly, he's not going to be the last. Sooner or later, kids, when you leave college, you will enter the real world, and then guess what? You're where I live. You can either assimilate with me and have a chance of survival, or you can feel smug and superior right up to the moment that that terror hits you and you die violently, which I sincerely hope never happens to you, but the odds keep increasing every day. Every day. That is it. We will pick this up again on Monday. Tomorrow is going to be a best of. Check me out at 106.3 WORD if you want to catch me 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. It's never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.